This is KCUR 89.3. All kids get stomach aches from time to time, but what happens when the pain is persistent? Well, it's really stressful, and that could actually make the pain worse. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, that's why doctors at Children's Mercy Hospital work with psychologists to heal the gut and the mind together.
When 14-year-old Joey Segrist was in elementary school, he would spend hours locked in the bathroom clutching his stomach.
When you're in that much pain, you just kind of take in surroundings. I could hear a clock in a whole different room clicking away on the very back wall. And I could hear the shuffling of feet upstairs.
So whenever Joey disappeared into the bathroom, his mom, Gina, had to shush her younger son so he wouldn't disturb his brother.
And so we had evenings in our house with almost no noise, without boys being boys.
It's been a few years since all this happened, but it's still really hard for Gina to talk about Joey's illness. At school, Joey's teacher just thought he didn't want to be in class.
Every time I was in pain at school, I'd go down to the nurse's office and lie still. And one time she came in and told me that she knew I was faking it.
Joey got sick at a really stressful time for the Segrists. They were homeless, sleeping somewhere that didn't even have a shower.
What I struggle with is I didn't believe at first myself either, because we had a lot of stuff going on at home. Joey was not particularly fond of school. When we did get him here, he could manage, but the anxiety level was rising.
But Joey's pain was real and excruciating. Eosinophil, disease-fighting white blood cells, were actually attacking his stomach, even though there wasn't any infection. It's a pretty rare condition, and it wasn't until Joey was referred to Children's Mercy that the Segrists got any answers. Jennifer Colombo is a pediatric gastroenterologist. She says it isn't easy to diagnose abdominal pain like Joey's to begin with.
Because it is not one simple, you have a positive test for strep throat and we know what's causing it. We give you your 1 week of antibiotics and you're better.
Chronic abdominal pain doesn't work like that, Colombo says. First, she has to rule out the most common causes of belly pain in children: celiac, Crohn's disease, and cancer. Then she has to take into account all the other factors in a child's life.
Sometimes it does take time to really get to know that family, to really get to know that child, to sort of tease out all of the noise that contributes to pain.
That's where Amanda Dacey comes in. She's a pediatric psychologist who sees patients alongside Dr. Colombo. A lot of their patients have been told there isn't anything wrong with them, or it's all in their head. But Dacey says chronic pain can actually change hormone levels, further stressing out the body.
They come to fear experiencing pain. So just simply the thought of having pain and the fear of having pain can sometimes incite additional pain.
That's one of the reasons why Dacey and Colombo prefer to see patients together. It helps families buy into a rehabilitation plan that's as much about healing the mind as the gut.
We ask kids to go to school when they have pain. We ask kids to go to soccer practice when they have pain.
Dacey says she knows that's counterintuitive, especially since kids usually come to the clinic because the pain is too bad to participate in activities. By the time Joey Segrist finally got his diagnosis, he'd already missed more than 40 days of school. And Gina says the homework just kept piling up.
And the anxiety was causing more eosinophil to attack. And so once we were able to get that under control, and once Joey felt like he had teachers on his side and could understand what he was going through, it was just a calming sensation.
Sometimes it takes a call from Dacey to help a teacher understand what a student who's been seen in the abdominal pain clinic is going through. She also helped Joey develop some of the coping skills he uses now to manage his stress.
It was better for me to try and calm down, and then it would reduce the pain.
Today, Joey is doing much better. He only missed a day of school last year, and the Segrists have a new house. They say the team at Children's Mercy saved not just Joey, but their family. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.